Israel, Simen Kaf Chet, the laws of removing your tefillin. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayev Adam Lamashmesh B'Tefillin B'Kol Sha'ah. Person is obligated to always be touching his tefillin. Shelo Yasiach Taito Mehen. So you shouldn't stop thinking about the tefillin. The Mishnah points out that in davening, which is when we primarily wear tefillin, you don't have to be touching your tefillin all the time. Unless it's a good thing to make sure that you don't think of inappropriate thoughts and that you're aware of the tefillin on your head, keep it with purity of thoughts. And first touch the shel yad, because we put on the shel yad first and we don't want to be ma'avir over the mitzvos. It's also why we put the shel yad on the right side of the tefillin bag always. When you say the word chartam le'ot, you touch ayadecha over your hands. You touch your tefillin shel yad. And when you say, and it should be a tefillin over your eyes, you should touch your shel rosh. Not all Ashkenazim or Noach to do that, but it's a good thing to do. Why not? Bet. Tefillin shel rosh choletz tchila. First we take off our tefillin shel rosh. Mishim dechdu v'yul tefot bein enecha, as it says, and you should have signs between your eyes. Chol zman shebein enecha, yushtayim. Whenever it's between your eyes, it should be two. So, therefore, you should take off your tefillin first, so there's never a time when there's only one of the totafot. Mishnah points out that we take off the three ties around our finger before we take off our shalrosh. So, we have to take off the tefillin shalrosh while standing. Mishnah points out that according to the Ashkenazim, we also stand when putting on our tefillin shalyad. We also should remove our tefillin shalyad while standing. And you should put it in the bag of the shalrosh and the bag of the shalyad. So that when you put on your tefillin shalyad, you put on your shalyad first. Always put on your shalyad on the right side. Final halacha. The wise men would kiss their tefillin when they place them on and when they take them off. It's a beautiful minag. And there's also a minag to wrap them in the way of a dove. Not on the batim, but around the batim. Because Jewish people are compared to a dove. In Shir HaShirim, who is in love with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We see from these halachot that even the way we remove our tefillin has to be done in a way of thoughtfulness and respect. Hope you enjoyed this daily halacha, Simen Chav Ches of Hilchos Tefillin. Have a beautiful day from the basement of Simcha.